Welcome to the Real BS Show.
Nothing but BS.
Yeah, but with Seth and Bill. Bill and Seth stands for BS, without a doubt. Hey, let's do some old songs. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say you'll be mine, girl, till the end of time. These days such a kind girl seems so hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind. Love to hear you say that love is love, and though we may be blind, love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, girl. Be the only one. Love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind. Love to hear you say that love is love, and though we may be blind, love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, girl. Be the only one. Love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today.
And the Real BS Show coming at you for another week.
Yeah.
A fun and entertainment and excitement and put you to sleep. What do you think, Seth? What you've been doing?
Work. You know,
there's weather's nice.
The weather's nice. Going outside and having some fun. You know, that's always good. You know.
Yeah. You can't go inside anymore.
No. No, you got to be outside.
Yeah. Right. Well, nothing wrong with being outside. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I notice everybody's fighting their lawns, and the farmers are out baling hay, and so there's a grass cutting revolution going on.
You know, sure.
Every time this year, I guess it's the road crews are mowing down the sides of the roads, you know.
Right.
So that's a sign of summer's coming. Longest day of the year is coming up here too.
Pretty, that's true.
Another day or so.
That's
a couple
true.
Days maybe. So let's do some old songs. You know, instead of the newer stuff, let's really go back maybe 60s. And,
yeah, 70s a little bit there.
Yeah, in the 70s. Let me play another Beatle song.
Yeah.
Wake everybody up. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
You got me.
it's the Real BS Show. Old time music coming at you.
Yeah.
You know, when I played in the band Boys Night Out, we used to do two or three Beatles songs right in a row.
Right.
And I found a live recording of them doing the exact same thing. Not in the same order, but still it was the same song. We played those songs, so it was in the same order. But they were a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun. People, they really enjoyed them, you know, because they never heard them, you know. I mean, nobody ever does these kind of songs.
And you got the ladies to dance, and they'd bring their men out to dance.
Yeah, yeah. And the bar owners are happy, you know. Yeah. People dance, and they're happy because sell a lot of alcohol that way. Yeah. So that was the key to being a successful band in town here. You had to get people dancing and drinking. And then they want you back. All right, well, this is one more time for me to hit you with some Beatles songs, and then I'll stop, okay? You can lay some old-time music on me.
Okay.
All right? Okay, ready, get set, go.
I should have known better with the to be mine. You're gonna say you love me too.
Hey Seth, let me squeeze one more in on you. One more Beatles song before you take over and serenade everybody.
Squeeze the Beatles juice.
Yeah, we'll get one more out. But this isn't done by the Beatles.
No.
This is a little memory of George Harrison and done by Eric Clapton, who is well into his 70s now.
Right.
So. I think you'll like it. It's a Beatles song. It's a little bit newer than what we've been playing, but it's still pretty old. I mean, it's probably 50 years old.
Right.
So, and nothing wrong with 50 years old.
No.
Okay, so one more, and then I'll stop foisting Beatles songs off on you.
Okay.
Okay? All right, let's do it.
Sleeping while my guitar gently weeps.
That is the Beatles.
Eric Clapton,
too. Oh, no. Yeah, Eric Clapton saying goodbye to George Harrison. Okay, that's enough of the Beatles, right? Seth, it's your turn. You pull some out of the bag. You got all kinds of old records.
Paul Revere and the Raiders, man.
Paul Revere and the Raiders. I heard of them.
Yeah.
I used to have some of their albums back in the 60s, matter of fact.
Right, right.
Way back then. Holy smokes. I wonder if they're still alive.
I think so.
Really?
I think a few of them are still alive.
They got to be up there. They probably got their walkers and stuff, you know.
Yeah, probably still jamming it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, there's spoon music. Is there walker music? You know, people clacking around walkers. I don't know. Just no idea.
I remember my parents, when I first started buying records, and they'd hear Beatles and Beach Boys and stuff. They said, turn that crap down. Right. That stuff ain't going to be around for 6 months and it'll be gone, you know. Get some Frank Sinatra or some, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
And little did they know, the Beatles are, Paul McCartney's still going strong.
Yeah.
Oh, long time ago. Things have really changed since then. Holy smokes. And the recording studios have changed gigantically. I mean, it's just...
Right, right.
Back in the day, the Beatles would make songs in the studio.
Right.
But they had a heck of a time playing them live because, you know, they had to use tricks, you know. Right. Nowadays, you know, with the emulators and all this kind of stuff,
they can totally change just about anything
now. But live, I mean, because the emulators play it right along with the...
One of the first records I remember really being uniquely how the sound was and how clear, crystal clear the sound was Led Zeppelin. And I remember when their studio albums, how crisp and clear and each instrument stood out.
That's a long time ago. That's back in the 60s, too. Late 60s.
Yeah, and it's like the Beatles and the Led Zeppelin really changed that whole industry, how they recorded.
Yeah, the Beatles, definitely. I was never a big fan, but I always, you know, of course, you couldn't help but hear their stuff, but you knew it was good, you know. You just knew it was good stuff, but I don't know. We'd stick to Louie and stuff way back then. It was a lot easier to play.
Right, right.
It was easier to do. But, all right, well, you wake us up with some, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
This is the Real BS Show with Bill and Seth. This I'm Seth.
Not what you're thinking.
No.
Not what everybody's thinking. Yeah,
sometimes we don't spew the BS, but I'm not sure which kind of BS that is.
Well, it kind of blends together. Yeah. You got another song?
Yeah, I got
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
No, I looked at this. I think we did this one.
Yeah, I
the
think so.
B&O Boys, Boys Night Out. Hmm. I'm pretty sure we did.
Just
pretty
like
sure
you.
We did. Yeah. That's
just like me. I'm sorry. Yeah, just like me.
All right. Well, I guess we should serenade everybody with that. I can't speak.
I had to, since this is like, audio, not video. You have to visualize. You have to use your imagination. In this one, you have to imagine a bunch of ladies dancing on the floor, kind of intoxicated on alcohol, on a wooden floor, dancing around as Bill and his band were serenading them with this song. So that's the visual you have to get.
Well, we had a lot of nights like that.
Yeah, but this one night that I remember, they were playing this song. They were trying to get me to dance, and I just wasn't having any part of that.
You can't keep up with them old ladies.
No, those older ladies, they definitely have a way about their ways.
So. Yeah, well, plus they're already lubricated, so you got. It's pretty hard to keep up with it once that happens.
Right. After this song, we can find the Benjamin Franklin quote about older women, but we might not want to play that.
No, I never heard that one.
Oh, yeah, I can. We'll have to find that.
Okay.
So. All right, here you go. This is Paul Revere and Just Like Me.
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa. What's this about Ben Franklin?
Because
he's a very wise old guy. I mean, he was pretty smart. So what did he say about older women?
He has a treatise, I guess you would say, of how to,
Now, wait a minute. I know you, so there must be an audio clip somewhere of Ben Franklin giving advice.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah.
Something like that?
It's online if you want to, but we can play it. But I think,
let's play it.
I think it's one of those ones, if you're at home, you can go read online, is Benjamin Franklin's advice to young men regarding older women. And if you find that, you can read it. But we'll play the audio. I think it's a good
one. Yeah. Well, let's serenade everybody with that information.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Seth, take it away.
Hello again. More almanac pages? Well, not quite. It's a treatise, actually. Oh? Concerning what? The benefits of taking an older woman as a lover. Really? This I'd like to hear. First and most obvious, they're wiser. And so this makes for far more stimulating conversation. Makes other things more stimulating as well, but more on that in a moment. All right. Your argument for experience makes some sense. Second, when beauty fades, women must improve their utility, lest they be discarded and forgotten. Rare is an old woman who is not also kind, compassionate, and good. That's something of a generalization. But also true. Now, on to the third. Older women cannot conceive, which means one less thing over which to fret. In fact, you also decrease the chance of acquiring something like the French pox, its presence clearly visible, or the woman dead. And should one desire a child? Then make a young woman your wife. Let the older one be a mistress. And that brings me to my fourth point. With age comes prudence. An older woman is less likely to reveal your indiscretions.
Yes. I suppose you know quite a bit about that.
And proud of it, thank you. As to the fifth reason, because in every animal that walks upright, the deficiency of the fluids that fill the muscles appears first in the highest part. The face first grows lank and wrinkled, then the neck, then the breast and arms. The lower parts continuing to the last as plump as ever, so that covering all above with a basket and regarding only what is below the girdle, it is impossible of two women to know an old from a young one. And as in the dark all cats are gray, the pleasure of corporal enjoyment with an old woman is at least equal and frequently superior, every knack being by practice capable of improvement.
You mad bastard!
Well,
It's true, and believe me, I should know. I've sampled a great many. You should try one as well. Like a fine wine, they only improve with age. Although I suppose if left unattended too long, some have a tendency to sour. And that, my friend, is a most unpleasant experience. Better to work in a field often plowed, you know.
Is there more?
Indeed, indeed. The sixth is this. The sin is less. To take a maidenhead is a great responsibility. Mishandled, it can ruin lives. No such risk with an older woman. And this implies the seventh. Younger women are more given to compunction. Anxiety and unease are not present in the more aged and experienced. And as to the last of my reasons, well, it's really quite simple. Older women are so very grateful for the attention.
You make a compelling argument, Mr. Franklin. I might just have to run a few tests myself.
I highly recommend it.
Now that was Ben Franklin, one of the fathers of our country.
Yeah.
Very wise fellow.
A lot of his advice out there is very wise.
Yeah, well, from what I read, he's pretty experienced, too. He's lived in France for quite a while.
Yeah, he sure worked that diplomacy over there.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, let's see, where did we leave off? Oh, he's going to play one of your songs that was one of the songs that we played as a band, okay. Yeah.
Going back to that, you can picture the older women working the dance floor. That's what you have to be picturing.
Yeah, working you young guys over.
Yeah, trying to, you know.
I stood on Ben Franklin's grave.
Oh, yeah?
You know, down there in Philadelphia, yeah. It's a church in the front yard of a church off to the right-hand side. Mm. As you're coming out of the church on the right-hand side under a big tree. Him and his wife both, they had great big bronze plates there on the ground. And you walk right on top of them. I felt pretty privileged.
Right, right.
Paul Revere and Raiders. Let's just like me.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just like me, say to you, help me do, help me true. And what I'd like for you to say as you come home to me each day, how you'll be my. What I want, just you, sweet girl, not a front. It's just like me, I feel so good, I fall so much in love with you.
Welcome back to the Real BS Show, the Bill and Seth Show.
We try to keep it real, but we have some BS here once in a while.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm glad we got Ben Franklin in there and got a few words of advice from him.
Yeah. And Paul Revere, too. You know, you can't use an old one, too.
And Paul Revere and Ben Franklin, yeah, they used to hang out in the same neighborhood, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
Paul Revere was in Boston.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they probably met each other somewhere.
Yeah. Down the way.
Did you bring some more old songs?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, why don't you serenade us with some more older music?
Yeah, Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night? Yeah, they were good. They were good in their day.
Yeah.
One of them died. I think it's down to Two Dog Night now. But I don't know if they're still playing or not. I bet they're probably about ready to give it up.
Mm.
But, yeah, all things pass, I guess.
That's true.
All right, a little older music by Seth. And that was the Three Dog Night. Well, Two Dog Night now. Corey Wells?
Yeah.
Was that his name? I think he died.
Yeah, Dunkirk, New York.
Yeah, yeah. He was just up the road. Did you ever hear the story about Elton John?
No, tell me.
He was down and out way back in the 60s, late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was ready to throw in the towel, give it all up, and go drive a truck.
Right.
And Three Dog Night picked up one or two of his songs that he wrote, and they did them, and that just revived his career.
Oh, wow.
Put him back in the hunt for stardom fame, and the rest is history. Elton John took off from there.
That's crazy.
Isn't that something? You'd never guessed.
Right.
A guy from, I think Elton John's from England.
Yeah, he's from England.
And Three Dog Night helped him out. So, you got another Three Dog Night song?
Yeah.
And, well, let's play it. Let's do it now.
We'll slap it in there.
Okay, slap it in there.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rumbles on. An old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony.
To weave our dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low. To underscore our love affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song,
say thank you for listening to the Real BS Show. Did you bring any more music? I can't remember what it was.
There was a few more that we could have thrown in there, but you know, we're gonna keep this concise.
All right,
because I got one more here I think that kind of fits kind of what we're going. We've been going from the 60s to the 70s, and now we're near the 80s, and it's kind of changed.
Things really did change in the 80s. Well, like you say, from radio to video.
Yeah, instantly.
And so you got a song about that?
Yeah, that was different times. You know, you go back to when you were younger and you listened to the radio in your car or in your home.
Yeah, that's all we had. Yeah,
and so then we come into MTV. You know, the first song that they technically broadcasted with was this song.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, and I think I think this song kind of wraps up the feeling that many today are feeling about technology as a general. You can't go back. The chicken's already hatched. You can't put it back.
Yeah.
You know, so I think the sign.
Never thought of that, but I guess it does make sense.
You know, I mean, what I do for a living, you know, I automate jobs and I program and make software. I go back to when I was younger. It was a simpler time, you know, and.
You know, big time.
So now it's very complicated how everything.
So what you call future shock? We don't even have a clue what's going on.
No, it's rapidly advancing.
You just turn the knob and hope everything works.
human society is progressing at a rapid pace, and I don't mean that politically. I just mean that in technology rapidly advancing.
No, for sure.
But this song, I think, kind of sums that feeling up. That weird feeling.
What's the name of the band?
The Buggles.
Geez, I never heard this one.
Yeah. I'm surprised you never did. It's a beautiful song.
Huh. Well, I'm going to hear it now.
Yeah.
All right, Seth. Put it on the turntable and put the needle on there and let's listen.
That sounds good.
Back at 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine with new technology. And now I understand the problems you could see. I met your children. What did you tell them? To go. You were the first one. Too bad the last one. In my mind and in my car, we can't rewind, we've gone too far.
And this is the Real BS Show. You know what, Seth? Time to say goodnight or goodbye.
goodbye,
whatever you're saying. Gents. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. And might you have one that maybe from the 90s? No, no, it wouldn't be the 90s.
No, this is kind of in between. This is kind of like the 80s. You
this,
know,
this is the 80s maybe, but
Pink Floyd.
New technology.
Yeah.
You know, craziness.
Yeah.
Getting on the outer edge. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Have a safe week. We'll see you next week. And I don't know. Keep the shiny side up, I guess.
Welcome to the machine.